Shalom to all! Today's office is Menachos Daf Kuf Vav, and we're starting about the ninth line with the words Amar Leir of Kanel Ravashi, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakom Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we can discuss this case in the Mishnah where the person had said, I was Misnad of Mincha, and I don't remember which one it is. So Amar Leir of Kanel Ravashi, we've kind of asked Ravashi, Va'eko Svuko Mincha Zasachim, why aren't we Misopik that the person meant Mincha Zasachim, which is a Mincha that comes along with wine as well, that has a Sachim wine libations, why is that not included in the Safik? Why does this make sense to Amar Rava? Because Rava said, we had this earlier, Misnad of other Mincha Zasachim Chal Yom. Person could be misnadav mincha zasachim every single day. So why is that not part of the suffix? And there's five answers to this. Number one, kikam mistapka le, what's the suffix that he has over here? Babiglal yachid. Only when it comes for an individual. Babiglal tibur, le mistapka le, but something that comes for the tibur as well is not part of the suffix. And since mincha zasachim also could be a tibur mincha, that's not part of the suffix. Only minachas that could only be brought by yachid. Another reason is kikam mistapka le, babiglal atma. The suffix is only in regards to minachas that are by themselves and are not attached to a carbon. But babiglal zevach, le mistapka le, something that comes with a carbon, namely mincha zasachim. Sachim is brought along with the carbon, that's not part of the suffix. Also, kikam mistapkale to una levaina. The suffix is only including a mincha that needs levaina. Where she'ena to una levaina, le mistapkale. If it doesn't need levaina, so it's not part of the suffix, mincha zasachim doesn't need levaina. A fourth reason is kikam mistapkale baba leg. The suffix is only with a mincha that has one leg of oil per isarain, whereas baba shloisha lugin, le mistapkale. Something that can have up until three lugin of oil, that's not part of the suffix, that's why mincha zasachim is excluded. And lastly, kikam mistapkale to una kmitza. He's only misopik with something that requires a kmitza, whereas she'ina tuna kmitza, if it doesn't require a kmitza, such as mincha zasachim, like a mistapkale, that's not part of the suffix. We continue discussing, the Mishnah said, Prashti mincha shal esreinim, and he read a machlek as Tana Kama and Rebbe, that when a person knows he has to give a mincha of esreinim, and he just doesn't know how many, what is he supposed to do? According to Chachamim, he brings one kli of 60 esreinim, and that covers all the possibilities, whereas according to Rebbe, he has to bring 60 different minachas, one kli that has one, another kli that has two, a third kli that has three, a fourth kli that has four, so on and so forth, and that covers all the possibilities. So here they want to tell us Tana Rabbanan, Rabban Tana Braisa, further expanding on this case. A person said, Pirashi mincha v'kavati b'kli echad shal esreinim. I expressed I was going to bring a mincha, and I said there has to be in a kli of esreinim. Ve'eini yodei ma pirashi, I just don't remember what it is. So yavi mincha shashishim esreinim, derechamim, lechamim say, he brings one mincha of 60, and so for sure, anything he could have possibly said is covered in this one mincha of 60. Whereas Rebbe Yami Rebbe says, yavi mincha shal esreinim me'echad ve'ad shishim. He brings minachas of esreinim from one isarin all the way until 60. Shehein elvu shmo. That's a total of 1,830 esreinim, and that covers all the possibilities of what he could have been neither. Now, into another case, let's say he says, Pirashti ve'ini de ma pirashti. I said I was going to bring mincha, I don't remember what it is. Further explanation, ve'izu mehem pirashti ve'ini de kame pirashti. I don't know which mincha I said I was going to bring and how many esreinim. So, yavi chamish minachas, shal shishim shishim esreinim. He brings five different minachas. These are the classic five minachas that he could bring, so he brings all five of them. Each one of them has to be 60 esreinim. Shehem, shalish meas. That's a total of 300 esreinim, and that way he covers all possibilities. That's a Chama's opinion. Whereas Rebbe and Rebbe says, Yavi Chamish Menachas Shal Shishim Esreinim. He brings all five Menachas. Each one has to be 60 Esreinim. However, once again, this is Rebbe Lashitasoi, Me'echad Ve'ad Shishim. He has to bring from 1 till 60. Sheheim Tisha Alafim Umei V'chamishim. That's a total of 9,150 Esreinim, and that covers all the possibilities according to Rebbe. So now the question is, Mike Kamiflegi, what's a Machloik as Chacham and Rebbe? And here we're going to have a number of different explanations. Says, the machleika says, are you allowed to bring chulin into the azara? Rebbe says, Rebbe holds, also lachnas chulin lazara. You're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. Whereas Rabban Sarah Rabban hold, mutal lachnas chulin lazara. You're allowed to bring chulin to the azara. How is that relevant over here? So according to the chachamim, he has a kli that has 60 esreinim of flour in it. And let's say, for example, his mincha is only supposed to be one esreinim. That means the other 59 esreinim are just considered chulin. According to Rabban, that's fine. And so that's what's done. However, according to Rebbe, you can't bring chulin to the azara. That's why we have to have individual menachas brought, and any mincha which is not part of his original chayiv, which is basically all of them besides for one, that's treated as a minchas nedava, not as chulin. Now Rav Amar, Rav gives a different explanation. Dukuli alma aslachas chulin azara. Everyone agrees, meaning even the rabban agreed to Rebbe that you're not allowed to bring chulin to the azara. B'hacha b'motor la'ariv chayiv nedava kamiflegi. Over here, the machlekes is: are you allowed to mix a minchas chayiv and a minchas nedava together? Rabban and Sarah Rabban hold motor la'ariv chayiv nedava. You're allowed to mix chayiv and nedava, and therefore he has his kli of 60 esreinim. Whatever number of esreinim over here is his chayiv, so that's his chayiv. The remaining amount is treated as a minchas nedava, and those are allowed to be mixed together, so it's no problem. It could all be in the same kli. Whereas Rebbe Sava Rebbe holds also allowed chayiv nedava. You're not allowed to mix chayiv and nedava, so therefore you have to have an individual kli for every possibility, and that means each mincha stands on its own, so there's no chayiv and nedava being mixed. Now, normally by the Rava, by Ask Rava, the Rabbanan to Amri Mutal Arav Chayiv Nedava. According to Rabbanan, that you're allowed to mix a minchas chayiv and a minchas nedava. That means it requires two separate kmitzas, because because if there's two menachas mixed in this kli, that means we have to take a kmitza for the chayv and a kmitza for the nedava. So the answer is no problem. The kametz of other kametz, he does take two kmitzas, one kmitza for the chayv, one kmitza for the nedava. And we continue asking, it turns out that he's taking from the chayv for the nedava and from the nedava for the chayv. And the answer is no problem. The tali le bedas kayin, everything has to do with what the mindset of the kayin is. Damar, he says, kol hech dematya yad de kayin hashta chayva, the place where the kayin's hand reaches right now, so that kmitza is for the chayv, and the lebasayif, nedava, the place where his hand goes afterwards is for nedava, and so now we know that the first kmitza for sure is just the chayv, the second kmitza is just the nedava, as there's no mixing of the kmitzas over here. However, we still have a problem. Vakturi hechi makter. How is he supposed to be makter the kayin that's on the mizbeach? Lichter nedava bereisha? Do you want to say he does the kmitza of the nedava first? Well, here's the issue. The chayva hechi makter la. How is he now able to bring the kmitza of the chayva on the mizbeach? Dilma kula chayva hi. Maybe really this entire mincha was a minchas chayv, meaning perhaps all 60 Yisroinis were really chayv, and there was no nidav over here. Then it's going to turn out v'chasru luhu shirayim. Then now we're missing from the shirayim. V'amar Maran was already stated shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara ein makter kaimetz alein. And with shirayim, the remnants, the leftovers of the mincha, had some missing from them in between the kmitza and the laktara, you can't be makter the kaimetz. In other words, we have to have a chashash that the entire mincha over here is really a chayv. So when he's makter the kaimetz of the nidava, again he thought it's a nidava. So when he's makter that on his mizbeach, turns out he's really being makter shirayim of the mincha. And now when he takes the kaimetz, which is for the chayv, and he wants to be makter it, he can't, because now there's a whole scoopful of shirayim missing, and as we just quoted, you can't bring the kaimetz of a mincha if some of the shirayim went missing in between the kmitza and the aktara. So our answer is no problem. Lichter chayv bereisha, let him be makter the kmitza of the chayv first, and they wouldn't have any issues. Says the Gemara, yes we do. The nedava hechi makter la. So then how could he be makter the kmitza that he took for the nedava? Why is that an issue? Kavavam beis on top. Vildilma kula chayva hi. Still, we should be chayshish that this entire mincha over here is a chayv, and v'chol shu menu l'ishem hareyu ba taktiru. We have an isser that any carbon, that if some of it was already put on the fire, there's an isser to burn other parts of the carbon on the fire. And therefore, once again, it could be that this entire mincha of 60 Yisroinim is a chayv. And he was already makter the kaimetz, so that's fine, that's good. The kmitza was done properly. But now that he has this second kaimetz, which he thinks it's for nedava, but really, again, there's no nedava here, he can't put that kaimetz on the mizbeach, because really, in essence, it's just shirayim that are coming from a karban mincha that already had its kaimetz burned, and as we just read now, anything that already had something put on the fire can't have more of it put on the fire. So we still have an issue in the chachamim. So Amar Rav Yehuda Breder of Shimon Bazi, he answers, that this second kmitza is put on the fire with intention that it's just wood, meaning it's just something that he's burning, and not that it's actually a kmitza. Okay, blazer, the circuit blazer, the time you have a bris for blazer, Amar blazer says, you can't put something on the fire as a reach nichayach if it's not supposed to be there. Aval tamale shom eitzim, but he could put it there as if it's just plain wood, and that's how these two kmitzas would be brought. He'd put the kmitza of the chayva first, and then he'd put another kmitza for the nedava, with the intention that if there's really no nedava over here, then it's just considered wood. So now that we just brought that into the discussion, Amar le Ravacha Brei D'Rava L'Ravashi, Ravacha Brei D'Rava suggests Ravashi, so Dilma, why not say, D'kuli Alma Motel Arav Chayv Menedava, that everyone, meaning Rebbe and the Rabbanon, agree that we're allowed to mix Menachos of Chayv and Nedava together, and V'Hacha B'Rav Lezer Kamefugi, over here the Machlaikis is, In Shitas Rav Lezer, the Rabbanon is Lud Rav Lezer, the Rabbanon hold of Rav Lezer, and therefore we could take two separate Kamitzas, and one of them could just be burned as Eitzim, and Rebbe, less Lud Rav Lezer, Rebbe doesn't hold of Rav Lezer, and that's why he holds that we have to divide each of the Menachos up. One is Sarin, two is Renais, three, four, so on and so forth, till 60. However, Amalei, Ravashi respond to him, Isak Datach L'Rebbe Mutal Arav Chavim Nedava, if you really want to say that according to Rebbe, we're allowed to mix two different Menachos, one of Chayv and one of Nedava, Ud Rav Lezer less light, it's just that he doesn't hold of Rav Lezer. Well, then we have a different solution. After the Maisi Shitin B'chad Mana B'chad B'chad Mana, he could really just bring 60 Yisroinus in one Kli, one Isarin in a different Kli, Umagal Huva Kametz, and touch them together and take off a Kmitza, and he wouldn't have to bring 60 different Kalim with 60 different amounts of them. How does the solution solve that? So as we just read in the Gemara, he brings two different Kalim, one with 60, one with one. He takes a Kmitza out of the large one with intention that if his Chayv is supposed to be 60, so then he's taking Kmitza out of 60 and that's his Chayv. And then when he goes to the small Kli that has one Isaroin and he takes a Kmitza out of it, that's done with the intention that this is just a Nedava and the number is anywhere between 1 and 60. So then what does he do? He takes these two Kalim, he touches them together. So now a little bit of flour of the big one is touching a little bit of flour of the small one. That's considered Mo'uriv. Now it's all considered mixed. And then when he takes the Kmitza out of the small Kli, that's considered as if he's taking Kmitza for everything in the large Kli. So if the Michas Nedava that he's supposed to be bringing is more than one Isar and a flour, that's fine. All the flour that he needs is in two separate kalim, but again, since since they're touching, the kmitza from the small one counts as the flour in the large one, and this would be a great solution that would not require him to bring 1,800 and whatnot amount of yivsaron. And since Rebbe does not suggest this, it must be that this is not their machlokes. The Gemara continues with another explanation of machlokes. Rav Amar Rava says, everyone agrees that we're allowed to mix two different menachos, chayv and nedava, and udkulei alma sul Rebbe Lezer. Everyone agrees with Rebbe Lezer as well. And v'hachav looked at Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Rabbanon kamiflegi. Over here, the machlokes is and shitas Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov in the Rabbanon. Then we have a mishnah. Afil mincha shel samach yisaron. Even when a person donates a mincha of 60 yisaronim, nice in law samach loig, he has to give 60 loig of oil. So there's one loig of oil per yisaron of flour. Whereas Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, he says afil mincha shel shishim yisaron ein la el luga. Even a mincha of 60 yisaronim of flour only has its loig, meaning has one leg of oil. How do we know this? Shemar, because the pasuk says lemincha v'leg shaman. So it's mashma that no matter what the size of mincha is, you just bring one leg of oil. And so how do these machleksin match up? Rabbanon savri k'rabbanon. The rabbanon over here, they hold like the rabbanon over there. Damu you say samach leg, that 60 leg of oil is brought with 60 leg of flour. Therefore v'chol chad v'chad yisaron luga kashakel. Every yisaron of flour has its leg. In other words, in our situation, the person doesn't know how much his mincha is supposed to be, so he brings a mincha of 60 yisaronis of flour and 60 leg of oil. So regardless of how much of this flour is supposed to be chayv and how much is supposed to be nedava, it has its amount of oil that it needs with it, because again, we have one leg of oil per one yisaron of flour, so everything works out. The chayv flour goes with the chayv oil, and the nedava flour goes in the nedava oil. Whereas Rebbe Savar Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Dumro holds ein la ela luga, that only has its leg, meaning just one leg of oil, and v'lo yedinin ichada minchahi desagila b'chad leg. We don't know if this is considered one mincha that only needs one leg of oil, ishtei minachas nen, or maybe it's two menachos, it's a mixture of a menchas chayv and a menchas adava, the be'inon shnei lugin, which would require two lugin of oil, and because that's suffix, Rebbe says he has to bring 60 different menachos to make sure that he covers all grounds. Which means, according to the sheet, you'd have to bring more than 1,800 isranis of flour, but he would only have to bring 60 lugin of oil, one lug per mincha. And here's our last explanation of the machlokes. Rav Ashi says, "B'katan v'hevi gadol kemiflegi." The machlokes is regarding a person who said that he's going to bring a small mincha, and he ends up bringing a large one. Is that okay? Meaning, in a standard situation, if a person said, "I'm going to bring a mincha of, let's say, 5 isranis," and he decides that he's going to bring a mincha of 10 esrinas, is that counted as taking care of his chayv or not? So Rabban hold katan vehevi gadol yotza. If a person made a neder that he's bringing a small mincha but ends up bringing a large one, he's yotze. So that's why you could bring a mincha of 60 esrinas, and even if he was neder that he was going to bring a smaller one than that, it doesn't make a difference. You could still bring a larger one, and that's perfectly fine. Whereas Rebbe holds la yotza. You're not yotze your neder if you bring a larger mincha than you're supposed to. That's why Rebbe holds you have to bring all the different possibilities from 1 till 60. As the Gemara of Fligu b'chad zimna, they already argued about this once. And now we have a Mishnah, katan vevi gadol, if a person made a neder that he's going to bring a small shar as a karbon, and he ends up bringing a large one, yatza, he's yaitze. Whereas Rebbe says, lo yatza, he's not yaitze. So what do we need another machlokes in regards to menachas for? The Gemara says, tzricha still necessary, di itmar baha. If we only had this case of menachas, I might say, baha ka'am rabbanon. It's only this case by menachas, the rabbanon hold that it's okay to bring a large mincha of 6D in one kli, mishum di idvi di kaimetsu. That's because either which way, if he brought a small one or a large one, you're just taking out one kaimetz and burning it on the mizbeach. So there's really no difference. There's a difference in how much shiraim are left over, but the kmitz itself is the same. Aval hasam, but over there we're talking about the animal, the kan nefishi emurin. Then now the emurim themselves are larger, because when you bring a large animal instead of a small one, that means the sacrificial parts that we're putting on the mizbeach, that's more than what you originally were neider. So ema maidle the Rebbe, I might say they agreed to Rebbe, and v'yitmar bahi, if we only had that case, I might say bahi kama Rebbe. So in that case, Rebbe holds that you can't bring a large animal, because we just said that the emurim are going to be larger than what he originally promised. Aval baha, ema maidle the Rabbanon, but in case of menachas, I might say the Rebbe agrees to Rabbanon. Srichos, that's what we have to have, both machlaiksin. Now, in the parentheses over here, we have simen eitzim zav yayin oila toydashar. That really has to do with this mission that we're about to learn now. It's a simen for what we're going to be discussing. So, Mishnah tells us, let's say a person says, Harayalai eitzim, I take upon myself to bring eitzim, wood. How much does he have to bring? Loyevchas mishne gzirin, he's not allowed to bring less than 2 blocks of wood for the mizbeach. Also, if a person says, Levina, I'm going to give Levina, frankincense, then base of mikdash, Loyevchas mikaimet, he's not allowed to give less than a kmitz of Levina. And then it says, Mishnah, there's 5 different kmitzas that we see. Number one, however, if a person says, Olai Levina, I take upon myself to bring Levina, lo yivchas mikaimetz, he can't give less than a kaimetz. Also, aminadev or hamisnadev mincha, if a person donates a mincha, yavi ima kaimetz levina, he has to bring a kaimetz levina with it. Also, hamalas or kaimetz bechot, if a person is mala, kaimetz outside, meaning he brings it outside the azara, chayiv, he's chayiv for that. Also, shnei bazichin, tunish shnei kmatzim, the 2 bazichin of levina that are brought along with lechem upon him every single week, they require 2 kmatzim. Continuing, the Mishnah tells us, let's say a person said, Harei Alai Zahav, I take upon myself to give gold to the Beis HaMikdash. So how much does he have to give? Lo yivchas min dinar zav. He doesn't give less than a dinar of gold. Also, if he says kesef, I'm going to give silver. So lo yivchas min dinar kesef. He doesn't give less than a dinar of silver. Let's say he says nechayshes, I'm going to give copper. Lo yivchas min ma'a kesef. He's not going to give less than a silver ma'a's worth of copper. That's because even though there's a small denomination of copper, there's a copper pruta, that's not very chashuv, so he definitely was not referring to that. Now, let's say a person said, pirashti ve'ene dema pirashti. I said that I was going to give either gold, silver, or copper, and I just don't remember how much I said I was going to give. I know I said a specific number, but I don't remember how much. So, hey, maybe, ad sheyomer lo lekach niskavanti. He has to give until he's able to say for sure, I know I definitely did not say I was going to give this amount, and only then he's able to stop. So that's, you have a person, he promised a certain amount of tzedakah money to the shul, he doesn't remember exactly what he said, and so he gives $50, then he takes out $100, and then another $100, and finally when he hits, let's say, $500, he says, you know what, $500, there's no way in the world that I promised I was going to give $500, I can't afford that, so then he could stop. That's basically what the Mishnah is saying. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa, the Pasuk tells us karbon, namely when it talks about karbon mincha, it says, v'nefesh ki sakriv karbon mincha, and it doesn't have to say karbon, it could just say, v'nefesh ki sakriv mincha. What's with this extra word karbon? Malam shem misnadevim eitzim. This teaches that a person could be misnadev some other sort of karbon, namely wood. And v'kama, how much wood is he able to be misnadev? Shnei gzirin, two blocks of wood. And v'chenu oimer, the Pasuk also says, v'agarolis hupalnu al kurban ha'eitzim. So we see that eitzim is actually called a karbon. Now Rebbe, I mean, Rebbe says, eitzim karbonheim. Wood is actually considered a karbon, and therefore, tunin melach, it requires salt to be brought along with it, because we know karbonis need salt, and also tunin hagasha, it requires hagasha, because it's like a mincha, so these pieces of wood have to be brought right next to the mizbeach. And Rav Rava says, Al divi Rebbe korn to Rebbe, eitzim tunin kmitza. We have to take a kmitza out of this wood, because it's like a mincha. And Rav Papa of Papa says, Al divi Rebbe korn to Rebbe, eitzim shrichim eitzin, wood needs wood. In other words, if a person donates wood, it can't just be lit on fire and burned. It would have to be placed on the fire on the mizbeach, because it's like a karbon. Continuing, the Mishnah said, Levaino, Leifchas min HaKaimetz, min Olan, how do we know it's Hasid Gemara? How do we know the minimum amount of Levaino is a Kmitza? That's because the Chassid, the Pasuk says, Vehirim menu bikum tzoi, misalas ha-mincho mishamna, ve'is kol ha-levaino, and all of the Levaino. Makish Levaino la-arama de mincho. In this Pasuk, we're clearly comparing Levaino to that which is being lifted or taken out of a mincha. Maharama de mincho, Kaimetz, just like that which is being taken out of mincha, we know is a Kmitza, af Levaino nami, Kaimetz. So to when a person donates Levaino, the minimum amount is a Kmitza. Tanabhani vibraisa, let a person says, I take upon myself for the Mizbeach, meaning I'm going to give something to the Mizbeach. What does he bring? Yavi Levaino, he has to give Levaino. Shein l'cha davar shekar v'lagam Mizbeach el Levaino. That's because the only thing that's brought on the Mizbeach 100% completely and nothing is left not for the Mizbeach is Levaino. So that's what he gives when he says, Harei alayla Mizbeach. Let's say a person said, Pirashi v'inu dema pirashti. I expressed that I was going to give it and I didn't know what I was going to give. Yavi mikol davar shekar v'lagam Mizbeach. He brings from anything that could be brought on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, hold on. V'su leka, there's nothing else other than Levaino that could be considered la mizbeach ve'ika oila. What do you mean a carbon oila is completely burned on the mizbeach? So why not bring an oila? And the answer is ika oira l'kayhanim. We know the hide of a carbon oila goes to the kayhanim, so it's not 100% to the mizbeach. Ask more of ika oila sa'if. What about a bird oila? There's no hide of a bird oila, and that's completely burned on the mizbeach. The answer is that no, ika kuvzayin omraf on top mura v'naitza. It's crop and feathers; those are not burned on the mizbeach. Ask more of ika nusachim. What about nusachim? That's poured completely on the mizbeach. Answer is the gemara l'shitin azli. They go to the shitin. They're poured in a hole on the top of the mizbeach. And they go down to a deep chamber underneath the mizbeach, so they're not actually burned on the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, "Ikam mitchas asachim." What about a mitchas asachim, which is completely burned on the mizbeach? And says Gemara, "Kim ikam mitcha de achli kaihanim mina." Since there are also other menachas that kaihanim do eat from loy psikale, so it's not clear and defined. The Braisa wants to say something very clear that you could remember, and so it can't be talking about mincha because there are certain menachas yes and certain menachas no. So that's a menachas and not including the Braisa, and only levaina is. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue explaining the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.